from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Before we pull today, I must disseminate some sad sports news, and this will upset you, Jason, because the great motivational speaker Pat Williams has passed away.
I thought he passed away a while back.
At the age of 84.
I'm fairly certain he died like a while ago.
Should I know who Pat Williams is?
No, he used to come on the show.
Well, he was an. You may be right, but I saw it today. So does that count?
Yeah, he died July 17th.
Ah, damn it!
I'm pretty sure that's.
Is he still dead?
I think that's the same Pat Williams.
Did he die again?
Oh no!
Now you're gonna make me double check. But yeah, he was the
basketball guy.
The basketball guy.
He tried to motivate you.
He was an exec with the Orlando Magic, and I don't remember why, but he came on the program a couple times.
Well, why is because he is one of the few guys in this when you do this job.
Yeah,
you will come across a handful of sports sort of powers that be who never met a radio show they didn't like.
Yeah.
And they were always promoting something. Like, Gil Brandt is one of those guys.
Gil Brandt's one of those guys, yes.
Pat Williams was another. He wrote, like, 8 million books.
Yeah.
He was the head of the Sixers. Then he drafts Shaq and sort of helped create the Orlando Magic. But he was always promoting something, and he was always doing radio hits. So we'd have him on. And he was an interesting guy. Had an interesting life.
Yeah.
And he once tried to motivate Jason Sukanik live on the air.
Yeah, good luck.
And it did not work.
No, because I'm impervious to motivational speeches because I'm just that cynical. But yeah, dude, that guy died in July.
Yeah, my bad there.
Like when you said Pat Williams died, immediately I went to, God, is there another Pat Williams that I missed something?
I'm here to report that Pat Williams is still dead.
Yes, still dead.
That is what I meant.
Okay. Where did you see that today?
Like, I don't know. It was on, I don't know. Somewhere in my award-winning show prep.
Did you think that he like recently died or?
Yeah, I just saw it today. I'm like, oh my God.
Now he's been dead for a bit.
Was I out July 17th?
Probably.
Let me see. Let me go back in my
car. There's a good chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the day we were playing in the Mo Lucas golf tournament. So of course I missed it.
And yet I still, you know, look, this is what I do as noted news contributor. I have to know these sorts of things.
Well, there's a lot of news for me to keep up.
There is a lot
of
news.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace still, Pat Williams.
No. And someone asking, does the 1-inch speech from any given Sunday motivate me? God, no. That's the dumbest thing of all time.
No, it's not. That's a great speech.
How about the Herb Brooks, not tonight? They'd beat you any other night, but not tonight.
That one's all right.
Yeah.
All right. I like the Any Given Sunday speech.
I don't.
Claw with your fingernails!
Hoo-ah! Hey! Everybody! Al Pacino! Ah! Like, if I was in a locker room and that guy was giving me that speech, I would be trying not to laugh.
The 6 inches right in front of your
right
face!
Right in front of me! Inch by inch, everybody! We hold on to that root! The only two speeches that I've ever had any respect for, the Herb Brooks and the coach from Johnny B. Goode who wants to get a mean on, son, that guy, Coach Hissler. I'll listen to that. You want to be a loser, you go to Russia. I'm a winner. I'm an American.
Hey, this just in, we've landed on the moon.
All right. By the way, that is one of the great bits in movie history.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
He's walking up. He sees the...
We landed on the moon!
All right. Although, to be fair, like, he died in July. That's not that long ago.
Thanks. Thanks for making me feel better. I just saw it today. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mrs. Williams, if you're still around.
Yeah, somewhere Mrs. Williams listening is like, what?
He was great, though. Pat was, he was always a good hang.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Braveheart, yeah, that's a good speech. The Braveheart one's pretty good. Hmm. I like that. Hmm. I just find them better when they're not in sports. Like, you give me a good war speech, like the Patton speech, even though that's very low key, that's a pretty good one. That's pretty solid. Yeah, there's some good, I prefer a war speech to a sports speech.
I also like a good legal argument, a good closing statement from an attorney. Like,
you can't handle the
something
truth.
Like that, a good cross-examination, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah, what was the, like, if we're going to do Al Pacino, which, God, the overacting on that, but...
Look at you taking shots at the great.
No, Al Pacino's great.
And legendary.
It's just,
Al
there's
Pacino.
A lot of Al Pacino. He's got a great big ass.
That's his whole bit, though. That's great. That's what makes him great.
I would rather have the scent of a woman Al Pacino speech than the, you know, where he's taken to task the like the prep school. Like that's a pretty good one. I don't mind that one, but. I'm trying to remember the movie, the Kenneth Branagh movie. There is a phenomenal Kenneth Branagh movie. It's from the BBC. It's called 10 Days to War. Buck, do me a favor, will you? Do me a favor. See if you can look up. And I guess it's a true speech. I guess this is a real colonel that gave this speech. Look up Colonel Tim Collins. Inspirational speech, Kenneth Branagh. I know there shouldn't be anything that needs to be bleeped. God, fingers crossed. It is one of the great speeches of all time, and it actually went down.
What?
And so when I hear stuff like that, the fact that someone, and they're getting ready to invade Iraq, like they're going in and, you know, some people may not be coming back. That's the sort of thing that you can motivate me. But when you're like, when you're Tony Robbins, and you're trying to motivate me to like, start a vending machine business and you're using war cliches or Al Pacino, like, inch by inch, I don't know if I ever in all my years, maybe I said the wrong coaches. I never once in all my years of playing had a speech that I considered to be motivational.
Look what I found.
What?
It's the guy who's yes. willing to die.
Yes.
Who's going to win that itch.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore. It's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what living is.
Yes!
The 6 inches in front of your face. Now I can't make you do it. You gotta look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now I think you're gonna see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team.
I'm going to cut this off because I don't know if it's bleeped, and there's definitely an F-bomb coming. So.
Hey. I'm telling you, you listen to that.
No, you weren't here for F-bomb gate.
Listen to that, and then listen to the Tim Collins, the Kenneth Branagh speech, and tell me that when you listen to those two, that the Al Pacino speech doesn't immediately become stupid and beyond irrelevant.
That's a great speech.
6 inches!
You can bite my crank.
She's got a great big ass!
Here's our poll question. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. Today, well, actually, we'll get to yesterday's. I like to do that first.
Yeah.
Here is a recap. What is most important at these Olympics? Medal count domination winning that.
You're damn right.
45%.
Yeah.
College football start yet? That's 30%. USA men's and women's basketball gold, 17%. USA women's soccer gold, 8%. No one cares.
No, unfortunately not.
Only a quarter of the people care about that.
And that's weird because they were such a big deal for a while. The women were like, that was the women's sport.
I know.
And now we've kind of,
They've kind of had a changing of the guard, though. Like, star-wise, there's been a lot of turnover. And in the Olympics, I think you're only allowed 3 players that are over the age of 23. So that eliminates a lot of the names that you may be familiar with.
Well, and aren't we starting to kind of, you know, put them in the Team USA basketball category of Well, they probably should win.
Yeah, but
we expect them to win.
Unfortunately, I think we're getting in this with the basketball too. Is like when they lost the last World Cup, like there were people that thought it was great. Like, have you seen, like, there's a ton of people now that are rooting against our basketball team. This is how stupid and ass backwards we are.
Yeah, Kevin Durant got really upset about it.
Oh, dude, Kevin Durant was great. I loved that he was online like 5 a.m. taking shots at people.
That's what he does.
Dude, seriously.
Wait, didn't we just kill that guy for that same thing?
Yeah, a couple years back.
And now so we this love is that?
Wait a minute. This isn't through a burner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What?
Yeah, he's not on a burner.
He's just taking shots at people commenting.
So people, there's this whole big trove of people now, apparently from the United States, that are actively rooting against the United States now. Like, and someone was talking to some sports host or whatever. He had like 50,000 followers or whatever. And he was talking about how proud he was of Serbia and basically saying that, you know, the U.S. should be ashamed of themselves, and he was rooting for Serbia and how great it was for that country. And Kevin Durant was like, what country are you from? Like, he was just clapping back. Like, we all sit here and constantly talk about how great our country is and we love the United States, but we don't root for it. Like, we only go if it's in our own little world bubble. Like, oh, well, I love the United States, but only when it comes time to sell flags and bumper stickers and
wear sleeveless
t-shirts. It's freaking embarrassing. We did this with the women because, you know, the Megan Rapinoe and some of them didn't have the political views that people like. So it was like, screw those bitches. I hope they lose. And now for some unknown reason, we hate men's basketball. Like, well, we're openly rooting. Like, who is it? Barstool Boy went on a big 8-minute rant today.
Portnoy went and said he's now actively rooting for France in the gold medal game because he's tired of the way Steve Kerr's treating Jason Tatum.
Okay.
So Kevin Durant had this to say. This was one of his tweets. To all you Nuggets fans out there, nobody gives an F what y'all lames believe is the best player in the league. Players got major respect for Yoke. We don't worship him like y'all, but most are in awe of his brilliance. Trolling you cornballs for rooting against us is all part of the game.
Cornballs. Now, so we used to hate Kevin Durant for this. Now we like him for this?
I will.
Because it's the USA?
I will admit something. I've been caught up in Olympic fever, as it happens from time to time, and World Cup fever. I get a little patriotic pride, which sometimes leads to foolish purchases, like my Megan Rapinoe medium jersey, which I still have. Not allowed to send that one back. Last night,
Megan Rapinoe,
as I was perusing known cheese butt Kevin Durant, I did order a Kevin Durant top. I ordered a Kevin Durant, like, I get, he's got his own line of Nike stuff. And I ordered a Kevin Durant workout shirt because I was like, you know what, Katie, you won me over with this one,
because of the tweeting, not the big shot that he hit?
Both, because I was all caught up in the shot. I loved when KD waved everyone off and was like, no. Like, I got this. And then he goes online and starts trolling these fake American fans. Yeah, last night I was cruising around. I said, you know what? I'm going to take a look at KD stuff. Bought myself a KD tank top. Bought myself a KD workout shirt.
This is another one of those things where I just, do people really think that, or are these just dummies on Twitter that are trying to get follows.
There's a lot of them.
They're trying to get follows and likes, and
I think there's a lot of them that are that generally root against. If it's not your kind of American, if they don't fit in your exact model, then screw them. I'm rooting for the other guy.
Well, and for you,
that's embarrassing.
You know there are black guys on the team, right?
Yeah,
not
on the breakdancing team.
That is not your kind of American.
Why add this with Noah Lyles? Like, I find Noah Lyles to be a bit much.
I just have always preferred the whites.
But, dude, when that guy's running for my country, yeah, he may not exactly be my cup of tea, but that's my guy out there. I'm not rooting against him. Let's go, USA, baby.
I wish I could have more white things.
Well, like my breakdancing team.
The color white to me just always works.
All right, today's poll question.
There's right here. Oh, Vancouver okay. Vortex.
All right, what do we got?
Much of my office was rooting for Serbia yesterday. Not a lot of love for LeBron and Kerr.
Really?
So
how do you root for Serbia?
That's what I'm saying. And that was what Kevin Durant's whole point is. So you don't like LeBron James for whatever reason. So you're just now like, well, screw America. He's not representing me. So you're a fan of Serbia now? Like randomly, you're just like, go Serbia? Oh, that just, and it's one thing, like I appreciated when the St. Lucia gal won the 100 meters. I was bummed because my gal, Sha'Carri Richardson, which by the way, did you see her today?
I did.
Yeah. I'm back. That was impressive.
She was awesome.
In love with her. She was all glistening in the rain. Like her.
Would you like to describe that further?
I'm not sure that I can. It would get a little awkward and uncomfortable, but boy, this, the sinewy lean muscle in the rain with the sweat. And the stare.
Oh, the stare was great.
As Dave Bartu.
God.
Who are you mad at, by the way? She just like won this thing and she looked like she was pissed off.
Well, wasn't she just looking to see where the other runner was?
Yeah.
No. I was talking about like after the race. Oh. And she's like looking up in the stands like angrily.
I thought she was looking for her family. Maybe she couldn't find them or something.
I think she was looking for me.
Maybe that's it.
She was disappointed that I wasn't there.
Longingly looking for Big Sook.
Sorry, baby. I'll be there next time. I should have been there for the 100 meters. Like, I was bummed that she lost, but I could appreciate that the gal from St. Lucia, the Julian something or other, was their first medal in a little tiny island country. I can appreciate it, but I'm not rooting against my country. I'm not rooting against my, my future, whatever, you know, my future boo.
Space Force.
Not sure how she feels about the commitment thing, but we're working towards something. And it bugs me how fair weather we are in this, again, it doesn't exactly fit into what I think. Therefore, screw you. I'm just going to be a fan of Serbia. Get out of here.
So today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan, which of these pro athletes had the strangest career arc? Now, if you're listening to our program yesterday, you knew this was going to be the question. It has been up there a while, and I'll give you the instant poll results here. See, because we're in the digital age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can just click on.
Yeah, I don't have to print it out.
Print it and run over to the other room and get it.
Hold it up for you.
For next segment. Which pro athlete had the strangest career arc? Right now, Kurt Warner with 34% of the vote.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin, 28% of the vote. Nick Foles, 22%. And Josh Hamilton, 16%. Yeah. Vote hard.
Yeah, old Lin Sanity. I forget about old Jeremy Lin for a while.
Yeah, it was a wild career.
For a brief moment, dude, that guy was a streaking meteor.
It's hard to beat old Kurt Warner from bagging groceries to MVP.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to our NFL Nutella Nuggies. It's 3:34. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.